Welcome to Sight to the Blonde podcast. What did I tell you was going to happen Black History Month? They trashed Black History Month. That's why you should stop really paying attention to it. Because all it does is create a spirit. It's spiritual energy from month to month to month. They take you from the summertime energy right into fall and winter, which is the holiday season. That's a spirit of its own. And then you go right into Black History Month, where everybody's more or proud of their race. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it looks black, black people will rush to identify with it and relate to it, and then get caught up in the storylines and narratives of each and every storyline that comes out about Black History Month. In actuality, it's really Boule History Month. They're not telling you anything new. They're giving you the same Boule pastors. They're giving you Prince Hall Freemasons, you know, Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King. They're not even giving you Nat Turner. They're not giving you really anybody who's ever stood up to slavery or stood up to oppression and really went buck wild. They're never going to ever talk about Nat Turner. Ever. They're not going to talk about how he revolted and rebelled. They are never going to mention that. But they'll mention Martin Luther King and all these other civil rights leaders and civil rights heroes, women, and all this other stuff, just to create an energy inside of you, which really all those leaders were submissive. They were all managed and controlled for you to pay attention to them, for you to relate to them. And not everybody who is our complexion is our people. You should learn this from the book of Ezra. When they went into captivity with the Persians, they were upset. They really, when they came out of captivity and started reading the Torah amongst themselves, they were like, oh, sorry for these, sorry for not following these commandments. Sorry for not separating ourselves from the heathen. Sorry for not separating ourselves from strange women. That was a commandment. They were apologizing to the Most High for not doing what he said in these commandments, when he said, not make peace with these people, not look for their women, not look for their sons to make, you know, part of your family, and never want their riches, never want their money. Just live off the land that I'm give you for an inheritance. See, when you wake up and you get into the word more, you start to really automatically separate yourself from America. America is trash. It is. And the people who run America are trash. Spiritually trash. When you really awaken up, your spirit awakens itself and you really start to have a different walk about you. Like I said before in the previous podcast episode, that is beneath you. It really is. Look, they gave you Ketanji Brown Jackson for a judge. And they gave you this woman at the end of Black History Month. Like, here, black folks, since you whining so much, here, take this down. What is she going to do? What is Ketanji Brown Jackson, one black female judge, on the bench with another black man, and then the rest of them white and Spanish? What do you think is going to happen with Ketanji Brown Jackson? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, I can pretty much see what they're trying to do, or what they're, you know, they could do, is to set her up with this whole Roe v. versus Wade abortion foolishness, because they're gonna cater to black women using abortion as a strength for them. So right now, abortion is going up and down, and different states are banning abortion. And what they want to do, America in itself doesn't want to stop abortions, but what they want to do is create a system where it was just like the movie Demolition Man. They want to create a system where you have to have a license to have birth or to have a child. They want to shrink you down in this economy to a point where you have to ask permission to have birth. It's just like what went all over in China. Remember the rules in China where they couldn't have daughters? They could only have sons. Like, some of them could only have a certain amount of children. It's going to be like that here. I mean, it's already doing that through the economy, through the inflation, through the price hikes. They're getting people to move back in with their parents. And that, and when you do that, you can't really find a wife. And then when you are together in a marriage, it's only one or two paychecks you're allowed to miss, and then your whole life goes down. Then you can't really plan for your future. You can't plan to have children, and you really have to budget with living your life with pets. That's what they want to do. They're not trying to save children. It sounds like they are, but they do everything for a reason. And what that reason is, and I told you before, it's all because of black folk in this country. If you don't know that this is the land of your captivity, you will not see the Hegelian dialect in front of you. So them bringing on Ketanji Brown Jackson, which what they're going to do is all of a sudden make it a black women's issue about abortion. So when it comes down to who's going to make, when they go to the Supreme Court justices and they're like, all right, we have to make a decision on should abortions be legal past certain weeks or whatever, or make it earlier or sooner that you can have an abortion. It's going to go down to what? A Thai judge, and then Ketanji Brown Jackson is going to be the black woman who's going to allow black women who are leading the category of abortions to get abortions, and then crown that crown of glory of, yeah, you're a leader in your community because you can kill your own womb. But that's what they want. That's what they want. We can't. See, they can't do anything without our energy. We are the ones who move the energy or the move the laws in this land based on our ignorance. It ain't nobody else but us. You think that if they really wanted to go after, you know, the Second Amendment and the gun laws, it would be easy to do so if all those school shooters were black. It would have been in law. Look what happened in the 1994 crime bill. When the crack epidemic got way out of hand and drug dealers were getting rich, that's really what they were pissed about. They were really pissed that black men were getting rich. And they fused that with hip hop. They really hated that. They hated the fact that we were getting tax-free money. And it wasn't because we were destroying each other. They want us to do that. It wasn't like they wanted to stop us from killing each other on the street. They want us to do that. It was because that money was going tax-free in and out of black people's pockets. They don't like that. Now, that's the wickedness that, you know, is what happens when we're in captivity. We're in curses. We scrounge around like animals and dogs. That's how we acted. But they made that crime bill real quick. When it started seeping over into certain white jurisdictions or certain neighborhoods, they're fine with it staying in within the black community. But because it started leaking, when that crack epidemic started leaking into the white neighborhoods and rich rich black dope dealers were seeping into white communities, that's when they pulled the string like, nah, we can't have that. So they wrote that law. If they really wanted to get rid of the Second Amendment, they could have just had a good program, a bunch of black kids, to just shoot up schools. And trust me, that law would have been, it would have been a school shooting in a weekend. That Second Amendment law would have been struck down on a Monday. But because everything has to have a spiritual balance to it, everything has to go within a specific plan, specific numerology, and the Most High is not going to allow his people that he knows in captivity that he's bringing out to be used in certain foolish plans. That's why they try to get you to destroy yourselves by bringing up so-called advocates within the black community so they can destroy you using your own people. That's how that works. They want to destroy you, but everybody else, they're trying to destroy the world. So everything has to have a balance to it. And they went from Ketanji Brown Jackson on February 28th, and then March 1st, they come right into Women's History Month with the police officer who shot Breonna Taylor getting off. They timed this so perfectly, and you just gotta marvel at the weak ignorance of America. You really gotta marvel at it. Because you could basically tell everything done in such a spiritual manner that they just pull your strings. They manipulate your emotions. Because they know you give energy to it. Everything you do, everything you think about, everything they put in front of your face, those consequences from whatever you see in front of your face that they created, that they fool you with, it creates an emotion, it creates an energy, it creates a spirit for them to manipulate you. They get off on that. They really do. You think they ain't sitting in office buildings right now thinking about ways they can make fun of black folk? I just watched TV just a couple minutes ago. And they're already, we went from coronavirus, the Russian Ukraine. We taken a break from Russian Ukraine. Now I seen a story about health, that black people are disproportionately affected by some weird colon cancer. That we are the only people amidst this coronavirus and Russian Ukraine pandemic that's going on. All of a sudden they took a break to describe black people coming down with some weird cancer that's disproportionately affects them. Nobody else. Minorities that affects disproportionately. This is how weak and corny and lame this country is. And its media. I mean, I showed you a video about Rihanna's moon bump. I mean, I didn't say she wasn't pregnant. But obviously, these celebrities do this moon bump nonsense, just like Kylie Jenner did. They do this, you know what they do this moon bump stuff for? It is to so they can have these children for a specific date. So, because that date creates energy, it creates emotion, it creates a spirit. Just like Kylie Jenner, all of a sudden, they want you to believe this woman's so magical that she's the only one that can have a baby on 2/22/2022. Come on, man. Please don't tell me y'all that stupid. They finagle these pregnancies just so they can have babies on these specific numbers so you can look at it and, oh, these celebrities, they must be doing it right. They must be magical. They can have babies and have them come out on a specific numerology birthday chart. They must be magical. They must be special. These people are garbage too. Trash. I mean, I just shown you when about Kim Noble, who was a victim of satanic ritualistic abuse. And she was on an Oprah show. I think you should watch that episode. I mean, Oprah doesn't get into all of it, but she gets into the fact that Kim Noble was abused, neglected, sexually abused, sexually tortured. And she just had a bunch of paintings under different personalities. And some of those paintings was the Kabbalah. Was the Tree of Life. The same Kabbalistic torture, same Kabbalistic symbolism that Rihanna is a part of. So because we think in color and think being an entertainer of color, that means we made it. That means we're special. That means we are set apart from everybody else who's doing all this satanic ritualistic torture, this Kabbalah nonsense, and all these other secret society religions that people are involved with in the Hollywood industry. We believe that because they're black, they're so special above everybody else that they are untouched by these specific religions. Wake up. Stop trying to identify with trash. I don't care how pretty. See, that's the one thing I love about scripture, because it says in the book of Samuel, I do not choose by the outward appearance. I choose what's in the heart. And that was the problem with Israel when they selected Saul. They saw Saul was a man of stature. Obviously he was somewhat handsome and tall. He was a man of a good stature. Y'all look at that and like, oh, put him as king. No, look at Rihanna. That's our queen. Nicki Minaj, that's our queen. LeBron James, that's our king. But the Most High chooses from the heart. And that's what most of us don't see. Especially when it comes to what you see on TV. You assume everybody's goody-goody. You assume everybody works hard. You assume everybody has talent to make it. That they're famous because of their talent. If this industry hasn't shown you anything else, it shows you it can make a star out of anybody. Look how trash these rappers are. These musicians are. They're not even trying to put out anything good. They're lowering that frequency. Each rapper they bring out in front of you, they lower that bar of wherever that frequency is of ignorance. They lower it every time. I don't think they can get any lower. Female and male rappers, I don't think it can get any lower, to tell you the truth. Unless a rapper just goes out naked. Or if a female just goes out and performs naked. I mean, that's where we're at right now. How many rap artists, male rap artists, now are coming out doing accidental pictures of their genitalia? You think they're just doing this? I mean, it was Nelly. It was somebody who didn't even ask for it. It was one of those B2K, one of those boy band groups, the black boy band groups. He came out with one. Nelly came out with one. Big Sean came out with one. And it was like back to back. But you assume that this is all organic. That we're just having, who can have the big penis contest? Kanye did the same thing, 10 years ago? That's what they do. They make you look like slaves. They make you look like hypersexual animals. They treat you as animals. This is the same thing they did in slavery, where they put you on the trading block. They make you get butt naked in front of the whole community. So everybody poke at you and plot at you, and y'all laughing. And y'all laugh at yourselves. That's why they don't ever take you serious. I wouldn't take you serious if that's your form of entertainment. But that's what they do. They set you up. They set you up as a lower frequency or a lower spirit. And then when they antagonize you, with you being a lower frequency, you're easily to output so much spiritual energy that you keep this place running. I want to see the lights go out. Shouldn't you? You should be waiting for the lights to go out. America runs on like a solar panel. When the sun is up, the houses or whatever, the solar panels gives energy because of the sun. Y'all the same way. It's you the same way. They treat you like a battery because your ignorance to lower frequency. You knew that officer was going to get off with the Breonna Taylor situation. You knew that he was going to get off. But they set it up on the first day of Women's History Month, coming off of Black History Month, from taking you up to high energy to take you down to a low energy, and they make you complain about something you really can't change. And really, if you want to look at it a different way, Breonna Taylor had a rental car with a dead body in the back of it. You think the Most High not looking at you? You think demons and all that don't look and see what can be touched and who can't be touched? They're not. Breonna Taylor was no saint. Y'all are in your land of captivity, and all they are doing is waiting and wishing for you to slip spiritually so they can attack you. And the Most High is forgiving and merciful. So imagine how many times the Most High probably tried to get her attention, and she's like, no, I'm going to do my own thing. Then dating one man and tried to date another man in jail who her ex was a dope dealer or whatever. That's too much, y'all. It's too much negative energy around you to ever think your hedge is going to protect you from a police raid. And then the police shoot up everything, and none of them go to jail? You playing with this system. You playing in their frequency. Their frequency is trash. It's already at the bottom. It's garbage. You should want to rise up, because the only people who are not being touched is the people they really hate. It's us, the people who are awakened, the people coming back to the law, statutes, commandments, and posting it online. You think they want that? You would think by now they would just delete our Instagram, delete our social media. You think that we would be the targets? We aren't. Why? Because our hedge is different from everybody else's when it's elevated. You have to separate yourself from this country, these people. Just like the Israelites of old did. And I'm not talking about separate yourself with just white people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about separating yourself from America, period. Anybody who's doing what America does, you need not to be around them. I know how hard that is for you. A lot of you, especially when it comes to family members and really close friends that you've known for decades or years. I'm sorry, but it's coming a time where you need to. In order to see what's going to happen, trust me, it's going to get a lot harder than this Russian-Ukraine nonsense. It is. This is child's play. See, when you're waking up, everybody else is in fear. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Let's all just put the Ukrainian flag in our bios and this shows that we were supposed. You really think that does anything? I told my people on social media, stay out of it. Don't care nothing about what them people do over there. Yeah, it's sad that they go to war and people are fleeing, but let's look at facts right now instead of emotion. Let's look at facts. Had they ever yet came out with a specific report about the death toll of Ukrainians? No, you haven't, right? You haven't heard nothing about how many a mass casualty is what I'm saying. I seen a Russian missile hit a building, didn't even hit the building, hit outside a building on the corner of the street. There was cars on the street, y'all. They didn't even move when the blast happened. What rockets and missiles are these? They're not even destroying buildings. They hitting outside of the buildings and the buildings are burning up. And then when they report the deaths, it's 10 people, 12 people, 6 people, a dozen people injured. That's not a mass, that's not war. That's a drive-by. America had two mass murderers. One guy shot 50 people in a gay club. Another guy was in the Mandalay Bay, shot 500 people. They're not even hitting those numbers in the Russian-Ukraine war, y'all. And it's only been 8 days. And they're just showing you all these rockets from out in the woods. You don't know what they're hitting. They're just showing you B-roll of war. They're showing you a B-roll. They're supposed to hit all these rockets, and they shooting all these rockets, hitting all these buildings, and they coming back online or on media telling you, oh, 10, 15 people died. That's not really a war. That's a broken Ferris wheel. That's a roller coaster that don't work. And there's like mass casualties. There's been more Americans in the last 24 hours that died from some straight stupidity than the Russian-Ukraine war. They're just feeding you narratives, feeding you ignorance, sensationalizing it. You're going to try to tell me this dude Zelensky is a real wartime general? He's a real president? He's an actor. He's a comedian. Then I just seen a video of him trying to play the piano with his nuts. I'm supposed to take this person serious. And this is what they do. It's because what they is really, like I said, black folk and gays get their sensationalizing victimhood from these people. From the tiny hats. From the Dems. That's where y'all get this from. So they roll out this World War II. If you go to Ukrainians' Twitter account, they out here posting memes of Hitler caressing the face of Vladimir Putin. Putin. And Putin, if you actually did some research, a little bit of digging, and all I did was Google DuckDuckGo. Is Vladimir Putin a Jew? Come to find out, he is. Come to find out through his mother's side, maternally, which is in that religion, their law states, the Judaism, the religion, is passed down from mother to mother. Now, these people claim to be the Book of Moses, the five books of Moses, don't read Numbers, where it says that the Israelites are put in order from the house of their fathers. Not mothers. Fathers. But they don't read scripture. They read the first book of Moses and claim that they the people. And they claim it through Esau's side to Abraham, which we already have scripture from Jasher, from Jubilees, that shows that Esau's children are not picked. They're the redheaded stepchild that nobody wants. And they act like it. So that's why I tell my people, stay out of it. Stop trying to relate to their victimhood. Because that all they're going to do is go to World War II. They act like Hitler's the craziest, most deranged killer ever created to walk this earth. When King Leopold killed 10 million Africans in Africa. I mean, if we really want to get into the factual numbers, all you got to do is look up the Red Cross report. The International Red Cross report, really what happened during World War II, the numbers would astound you. If you actually go to the New York Times and look how many times they use 6 million in these specific articles dating back to 1869, all the way up to before the war even started. That's 10, 20 years. All they do is roll out this World War II red carpet. And then America goes silent as if they didn't play a part in making sure Hitler kept going. Which is probably what they're doing now with Russia. It's to keep them going. Keep this threat going. Because with a threat of war, with an ongoing enemy, they have to have an enemy. Now, COVID kind of took a backseat. That's not really the enemy of this world anymore. Now, they boosted up a Ukrainian president who is Jewish. So, they have to bring out their big guns, their big media ploy, their big media psyop is to think, this is World War II all over again. Which it kind of sort of is, but they wanted to sound like that because why? Because then inflation was at its peak during World War II. People were taking money out of the bank, just like Russians are taking money out of the bank, and then the inflation hit, then the money wasn't worth nothing, just like World War II. That money, when that inflation hit, people were taking, I'm talking about people were taking wheelbarrow stacks of money. And couldn't do nothing with it. Couldn't buy bread. Look it up. Children was playing with it like it was Lego blocks. Because it was worthless. That's what Russia's doing. They hit their central bank. Oh, okay. All they did was scare. This is a fear campaign. All they did was scare Russians to think that, as if the Rothschilds don't owe more than one bank in Russia. So they go, we hit their central banks. And all the Russians like, they hit our banks because they watch the same TV we watch. They watch the same lies. So they go try to take all their money out. Inflation hit. Now the money's useless. Now they got nothing in the bank. Nothing. So when they take the money out and they crash this entire global system and get everybody used to digital currency, they won't have anything in their bank. They won't have nothing. And then when they try to return them, put the money in there, I don't think they're going to transfer the money over into digital currency. Like, you took it out. That's too bad. It's not worth anything. We're not doing paper anymore. We can't accept paper. That's the beauty. See, that's when you got to marvel at the stupid. You got to marvel at what they do. You really got to sit back and be like, man, I can see how they win during this foolishness. I can understand it. I can understand how people fall. When you pay attention to their ignorance, when you boost their trashness and their garbage mentality above your own and thinking they know more than you do, that's when you fall victim to their foolishness. And so Ukraine is, they're online every day on Twitter and doing interviews every day talking about, I want to talk to Vladimir Putin. Oh, yeah, I want to talk to Zelensky. Instead of just doing it. Y'all should just see, this is not real war. And if you go to scripture, in Ezra, it states, the Most High said, I don't know if it was Baruch, he said the times would have moved faster than previous years. Time is going to move faster. He's speeding this up. So what you're seeing in 8 days is really maybe 2 to 3 years. If this was in 1980 or 1990, but for some reason this millennium, he's speeding everything up because he does not stand his children being in the land of their captivity when this foolishness is going on. So he's moving time faster just so he can get his people out of here and then situated and then wait to this world to destroy themselves and for him to bathe his wet glittering, he said this himself, to bathe his wet glittering sword into these nations. He's going to spill blood with these nations. That's why everything's fast. It's been 8 days. Look how much has happened in 8 days. They talking about a shelling, and it's been 8 days, and all of a sudden they was come to the table and have a peace agreement. Let's have a corridor of safety so people can retreat. And they're not even killing mass people. People are leaving the buildings. These people are leaving, just making things vacant from fear. I'm not saying that people aren't getting hit, but I'm saying they're strategically placing these missiles in at buildings that people aren't already in. People, see, we think cities like Russia is hitting Detroit, or Russia hitting Chicago, or Russia hitting New York. See, we think that way. But not every, you know, community is set up like America. There's buildings where there's just nobody in them. There's cities with just nobody in them. So they get you to think, oh, this is World War II. This, you know, Russia is Hitler now. All of a sudden, Russia went from communism all our lives to Nazism and fascism in 8 days. That's how you know it's they not understanding that time is going fast. They see, they don't understand this. We understand this because we're awakened. See, we start to move slow and patient and methodical, meticulously. We move this way so we can see everybody moving fast. That's when it says, when people will run to and fro. It ain't saying people will be just running around. It would say people would be moving at such a fast pace. Knowledge would be increased. I found out Vladimir Putin was Jewish in literally 24 hours. It would have taken us, what, a year to 2 years to find out this is what happened in the end of Russia and Ukraine. This is why they did it. Everything is moving faster so we can see how this is not organic, that this is forced, that this is laid in front of you to get us to that mark of the beast and digital currency. That's how fast we move. And if your dopamine levels, your spirit or your energy is set as a microwave, as a set pace where you think everything is going to happen in 30 seconds, you're going to get caught up in the loop. That's the dangerous part. If you don't take a step back, if you don't separate yourself from how fast-paced America is moving, this world really is moving, you're going to get caught up in the wash because you believe this is all happening organic for you. Then you get impatient. And that's the hardest part with separating yourself from this world is understanding now you have to have a new time frame. You have to work with a different block of time now because you don't work within the world anymore. So everything you do has to slow down. Your thought process has to slow down. Your blessings, your prayers, things that are going to be given to you to prepare you, it has to slow down. You understand me? You have to slow it down. Because some of you get up, you know, frustrated. Oh, I prayed Monday. Why am I getting answers Friday? Because you're stuck in a time frame. So you're not on the Most High's time frame. His time frame is different too. You have to be on his time frame and his time block so you can receive. Because if you're not on it, you're going to get upset and frustrated that you prayed Monday, didn't get the blessing on Friday, and then you're back in the streets on Saturday. And I'm telling you, you're going to be running around in the same loop, and then you're going to get frustrated and say, oh, this ain't working for me. Scripture's not working for me. I can't understand none of it. It's not working for me. And you give up and go back to the streets. You have to understand, separating yourself means more than just separating, you know, what you believe in and the people you hang out with. It separates you from the timeline that you're in, the space that you're in. Everything, you have to really remove yourself. It's a real thick spiritual level. That's why I always preach people, get off this, you know, this Gregorian calendar. That's a good way to kind of separate yourself. It's not be on this Gregorian calendar. Because being on this calendar, you don't really, you know, you're pushed into things. You're rushed into things. You think certain biblical dates are the time that's coming, and you're throwing yourself off. You really are. Because you're falling after the error, after the ignorance, as it states in Jubilees, the error and ignorance of the heathen. If you're on the Enoch calendar, you really pay attention to everything slowed down and everything being on the most high's time. So when you get off the Gregorian calendar, the lunar calendar, then you get on the most high's calendar, it really does make it easier for you. I know some of you, it's hard because you work. I understand that. I really do. I understand you have to go by a Monday, Tuesday. I know you got kids. They have schedules. I understand that. But just do a little bit at a time. This is the point. I'm not telling you to do this today and then come Monday for you to be on a whole new calendar. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying take a little bit, piece by piece, time by time, to kind of change things over time so you slow yourself down. That's the beauty of it. You have time to slow yourself down. Slow it down. Slow your pace down. And that means getting away from all this foolishness. But anyway, I think everybody should also look up the documentary, Everything is a Rich Man's Trick. That'll put everything in perspective for you. I mean, I think it's a 2 to 3 hour documentary, but it's good though. It doesn't feel like 3 hours because the information is amazing. Whoever put that together did an amazing job. I wish I could just play it on social media, but obviously it's 3 hours long. But I've given you bits and pieces of it, but it just doesn't do it justice because it's a big timeline from Hitler, from World War II, and it goes to JFK and on. But it really does put everything in perspective so you understand what's really going on in this Russian-Ukraine nonsense. It's the same bloodlines. It's Khazarian, Ashkenazi's kids, and Japheth's kids. And like I said before, in scripture, we got in trouble and we got put in slavery and captivity for minding other people's business. That means their religions too. We got slaughtered and punished, trodden down and broken because we were minding other people's business. When people want a virtue signal, people want to make it seem like they care more, so they go on Twitter changing their bio and changing their account name with a Ukrainian flag in it because everybody else sees it. That's virtue signaling. Then you get athletes, professional athletes, in the confines and the safety of their stadiums and their sport and their safe cities and countries saying, oh, I don't like such and such, and I don't like, you know, what he's doing. And they ain't doing nothing either. No one's helping. No one. No one's helping. People think they're doing something by posting and tagging, let's pray for Ukraine, but that ain't no prayer. Prayer's up. That ain't praying. I mean, the Most High said himself, I'm going to come back and disturb these nations. So before the nations get disturbed, Satan has to emulate everything the Most High is going to do anyway and do it before him. So then when it happens to, again, you think that it's by Satan's law that these things are happening. It's not. The Most High said, I'm going to disturb these nations. So before it gets disturbed, they got to get their ducks in a row to just like Nimrod, to build up that Tower of Babel and to get everybody to go against the Most High to lose. Because that's what happened with Nimrod. He lost. And this time, the Most High is not going to confound anybody's language. He's not going to sit anybody on his way to stop building the tower. He's going to destroy everybody for building that second tower. And people don't understand that. People get upset. I don't understand why we can't be godlike and be all as one. That's the same nonsense that Nimrod said, that everybody should be together. Everybody should be in one little community, one little unit, being godlike. That's the same nonsense. That's why when people used to make fun of you, he was like, shut up, Nimrod. That's how dumb it sounds, because Nimrod was dumb. For somebody to build a tower, to shoot an arrow up there, to think they could hit God with a bow and arrow. You gotta be that retarded. So that's, what do you think these nations are doing again? Because Nimrod was black. Like I said before all this foolishness, it was black. Now, it's just white people doing it. It's just their turn. Same, it's just the opposite end of the checkerboard. I mean, the chessboard. It was black folks that did all this, trying to rebel against the Most High and learn that lesson with the flood. Then they try to do it again in Babylon with Nimrod. They learned that destruction. And they've been just learning it every time they have tried to rebel on a massive level against the Most High. They've been destroyed. From Sodom and Gomorrah, and they try to do it with sex. Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed. And all these other nations follow suit. They try to implement it and cover it up and think, oh, Most High is not going to see what I'm doing if I put it in my religion or make it a worship of a deity. He ain't going to say nothing then. And then he destroyed Pompeii and Athens and Greece. He destroyed Rome. I mean, of course, they come back and build and try to use the same deities, but it don't work. Not really. I mean, I don't see Romans trying to dig up Isis. I mean, Dionysus and Bacchus, and you know, they're trying to, but they don't really have no hidden power. Because why? Because white folk ain't the real energy of this world. Black folk are. That's why they keep going back to Egypt. That's what they keep doing. They keep going back to Horus, going back to Isis, going back to Set. They don't go to any other gods. They go to Moloch, but like I said, those are black deities. They go into black deities. They're going down the timeline of what's going to stick. And they're going into black because I said, why? Our ignorance is a $1 billion industry, and we are the ones that keep this place going. We are the battery that keeps this foolishness going. So if they can corrupt everybody else, if it starts with us first. They don't care. They don't care about any other nations in this country. They really don't. That's why they gave the Asians and the Pan-Pacific people when they were getting called out for COVID and getting insulted, basically. Getting joned on. Getting memed about. And they made an executive order. No one cared. That's why they make all these weird protections for other people and except for us, because they know we are the energy. We're the battery that keeps it going. Asians aren't that, they're strong, but they ain't that strong in this country to do what we do. You know what I'm saying? They need to keep us always wanting to be accepted, wanting to be a part of this system, wanting to be, you know, pitied. They want us to walk around with a badge of victimhood honor. That's why I can't stand when I see black Twitter always going off about, oh, I wish, you know, people could be behind black people as everybody did Ukraine. What weakness in your heart that make you say that? You shouldn't want to always be a victim. So you relate to everybody else's victimhood. Who cares, fam? None of y'all are slaves no more. None of you. None of you are slaves anymore. None of you had a yoke of iron on your neck. None of you get your foot cut off. None of you got your arms cut off. None of you did. Your mother and your father didn't have that happen to them either. It's time. It's time to really separate yourself from these people. And that means our own people too. It really does. It means our own people too. We need to separate yourself based on laws, statutes, commandments, and the way you walk. Separate yourself. Because all you do is catering to them. You think you're serving yourself or propping yourself up to be some type of weird social media warrior or social media leader. They want you to do that because they know you keep the lights on. You keep the heat on. You keep the electricity flowing in this stupid garbage country. You keep that going. That's why they keep coming out with specific dates, specific narratives to get at you. And they're going to keep doing it through the whole month of March. Just get ready. Get ready on March 23rd, there's going to be something foolish. March 13th, it's going to be something foolish. Why? Because they're matching it on 3-3. And the fact that 2022 is 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. So 3 sixes. They're going to mess with those numbers and they're going to have something for you. For all March, they're going to have something for you. And they're going to make it a narrative that make it seem like black women ain't getting their way and black women are falling victim of, you know, dying in childbirth. You getting this information from them. Why do you think they telling you that? You think they want to save your black children? and then at the same time tell you that it's a power for you to be have an abortion? Do you think they really care if black women die during childbirth? Where do you think they get this number at? It's always three times such and such. Why? Because it's March, it's Women's History Month, and the month of March is three. See, when you're not on the Gregorian calendar and you're on the Enochian calendar, these months don't mean nothing to you. The history doesn't mean anything to you. When you're on a proper calendar, you don't know what they're talking about. But because it's Women's History Month and it's on a three, they're going around talking about, oh, black women are three times more likely to die during childbirth. How do you know this? You are expecting for these people who lie about who you are, you're expecting these people who are basically trash at running everything and have affected everything they touch, you think they're now going to tell you the truth about the statistical evidence that black women are really dying three times more likely than white women giving birth, when if you looked at the undercover facts, the undercover articles, white women are not producing white children anymore at a rate that they're losing children at a birth rate. They're dropping in birth rate. Why? Because, one, white women ain't out here having baby daddies. They're not having children out of wedlock. That's not any other nation's. That's only our ignorance. That's only our thing. We having babies, we could go through a pandemic, we can go through a recession, we can go through basically hell and hellfire, and we'll still end up having three or four children during that time period. White folks is not built for that. Everything got to be in order. They got to be married, they have financial backing, because they're just not used to being poor. Majority of white folk just not used to being poor. They don't think that we think. They don't think lust first. They think, all right, what are my parents going to say about me being pregnant? What am I do for a job? What am my husband like? It's an embarrassment for them to not be married. It should be our embarrassment to have babies out of wedlock. It really should be our embarrassment, but it's not. It's an embarrassment for them to be like that, because they the ones that are in the community. They be at their, you know, their housing meetings and the community meetings. They don't want their names or their children's names to come up and talking about how, you know, she got a baby daddy or some, you know, some guy that left her and all that. That's not their thing. Everybody, they want to go through a set schedule of getting through high school, going through college, getting a job, getting married, then the children. But when you're not doing that in this economy, because of the inflation, gas prices, rent going up, everything is going up, they are not doing that anymore. So everything is, they are taking a back seat of actually producing children. Their population is dwindling. And that's why you keep seeing a lot of interracial couples on these commercials, because now they gotta blend themselves into to this. They have to blend themselves into another race because they're not producing. That's the real truth. I'm not saying that, you know, the black population is greater, but I'm telling you, it's been happening little by little by little by little because of the economy. White folk aren't producing children at a rate they did when everything was financially stable. It doesn't matter to us, because we know how to move when we have less. We can make it work regardless. So we having babies, that ain't nothing stopping us. Even professional athletes got four or five baby mamas already. A lot of white athletes don't even do that. But like I said, it adds to the culture, adds to the stigma that's who we are, and we just run with it. So you can't sit here and tell me all of a sudden we out producing these people and then think like, oh, black women are are three times more likely to die at childbirth. How? Why? Where's the hospitals? Where's statistical evidence that say that? And what hospital are these things happening at? Y'all don't even ask for that. But because it's Women's History Month, because you got a black judge, black female judge, y'all think that this system is going to take care of you and care about you and care about your victimhood. And this is what, like, this whole protect black women thing comes from. Instead of asking the Most High to protect your asses, you want the justice system. You want this system that has always whored you out, keep you at a low frequency to take care of you when you're trying to have babies. You believe this system cares for you at that point. Why? Because it takes you outside of God's authority, the Most High's authority. It takes you out of your covering of a man from your gender. I mean, from your own kindred, from your own nation, which is Israelite, from your own tribes, is to take you out of this covering, out of this protection, to depend on this system. And if you don't separate yourself and see what it really is, you're going to fall victim to everything they put in front of you. Especially when it comes to months, dates, years, wars. Trust me, you know when the Most High is coming back. When you see everything start shaking and crumbling. It's already shaking and crumbling. You should see how low and garbage it is now. I mean, entertainment industry. They're not even producing good music anymore. You know what their biggest thing is now? No one's paying attention to any of these award shows anymore that they're showing. So what do you see black folk now? What do you think they're doing? I mean, they're not doing club appearances really. They're not doing shows. They're not doing really concerts. So what is the red carpet now? Going to basketball games and sitting front row. It is the most dumbest thing I've seen so far. But y'all eat that up. Y'all not even looking at these people, you know, doing their craft. You looking at them dress up and sitting on front row of a basketball game. I laugh when I see Rich and the singer, Adele. I laugh when I see them together. It is the most oddest couple I've ever seen. They just putting these people together and say, here, look at this. Look at Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. Look at Kanye West and that new girl that looks like Kim. Reggie Bush did the same thing. Reggie Bush dated and actually married and had kids with a girl that looked like Kim. And they was like, oh, look at Kim's lookalike. And they doing the same thing. You have to really see all of this laid out in front of you and do the history and really slow things down for yourselves to really understand that this place is garbage and the people who want to stay in it, worship in it, be somebody in it are garbage as well. It's going to be time for the Most High to take out the trash. That's why he says in Revelation, come out of her, my people. He didn't say come out of him. He said come out of her. Because all this maternal energy that's going on right now, all this women's liberation, this feminism that's going on right now, that's a play on words too. I mean, you know he's talking about the daughter of Babylon, which is Edom. Just like Jerusalem is called her. But in this metaphor, she's a trash woman. A garbage woman. If you saw this woman, the daughter of Babylon, on the streets, you wouldn't want to wife her. You wouldn't want to take her home. You wouldn't want to marry her. Men, I'm talking to you, men. You wouldn't want to marry her, am I right? If you looked at America and looked at Rome and you look at everything that's going on and you put her into a woman, I promise you, you wouldn't want to marry her. And it'd be dangerous to sleep with her without a condom. It'd be dangerous to sleep with her with a condom. Now ask yourself, would you want to take this woman back to meet your parents? Would you really be showing her off on social media, this type of woman? Ladies, would you want to be with this type of woman? Would you want this woman in your crew? I mean, I'm being for real. I mean, it's funny, but I'm being for real. Would you want this woman wearing your clothes? Because I know y'all do that. You want this woman putting her feet in her unpedicured feet in your heels? Your slingbacks, your peep toes. Would you want that? Would you go to this woman's house and drink out of her cups and not look in the cup before you drink it? This type of girl reminds me those two girls in that movie Zola. In the worst way. That's what they kind of remind me of. That's what America in Edom, the daughter of Babylon, reminds me of. That type of woman. If you ever seen the movie Zola. At Zola. That's how the daughter of Babylon thinks. That's how she moves. Now, if you look at the righteousness of Jerusalem, or you look at the righteousness of the Ruach HaKodesh, if you look at the righteousness of all of it, and understood it as a female, you would want to be with that female. As a man, you would want to do all you can to be accepted, to be admired by this type of female. If you're a woman, you would aspire to be this type of female. But you got to learn the laws. But you got to learn the commandments. But you got to separate yourself. I'll see y'all next time.